MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 14, 2025. Mix of clouds and sun, windy near 30, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:22 p.m. On Thursday, the Healy-Driscoll administration announced $158 million in low-income housing tax credit and subsidy awards for 14 affordable housing projects across the state. These awards will support the production and preservation of more than 1,100 affordable units for seniors and families. These awards were made possible in part by the $1 billion tax relief bill signed by Governor Maura Healey in 2023, which raised the low-income housing tax credit to $60 million annually, a $20 million increase that allows the state to support more affordable housing production. This is Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll.
We really do want to highlight and recognize cities like Plymouth and many of the communities the governor just called off. I mean, they all look different. They're in different parts of the state, but everyone is trying to do their part to embrace the incredible benefits that come with housing in your community. What that actually means for the people who live there, what that means for the competitiveness of our state. You know, this and the new building across the way is going to be a great place for older adults where they can call home, surrounded by the community, as the governor mentioned, where they may have grown up, where they may have worked, the community they helped build and help support, and now to be able to stay and enjoy it in a setting that fits your needs. It's a place to call home for the workers we need in our economy, maybe not here, but some of the other projects that we have happening. It is going to allow us to ensure that the people we rely on every single day in our lives, someone you may have dropped your kid off to, maybe helping care for an older adult, anyone who's pouring coffee or pouring beer for a living, especially in a place like Salem, we need those folks to have homes too. And it doesn't happen unless we invest in it.
That was Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. El Centro Senior Housing in Salem, sponsored by the North Shore Community Development Coalition, when completed, will offer 48 total units constructed in two buildings. All 48 units will be affordable to seniors earning less than 60% of average median income. 8 units will be further restricted for seniors earning less than 30% of AMI. Also, Asbury Commons in Hamilton, sponsored by Harbor Light Community Partners, will feature 45 total affordable units. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, free parking all day in the St. Peter Square parking lot could become metered short-term parking under a proposal introduced to the City Council by Councilor-at-Large Jeff Worthley. The lot where it is free to park now with no time restriction is an oasis for commercial lobstermen and fishermen who are tenants of the city's commercial marina. It's also a popular spot to park for recreational fishing charters whose patrons will spend all day at sea. The lot is also used by patrons of water shuttles, dory racers, downtown workers, tourists, beachgoers, Main Street shoppers, and local restaurant goers. And it's a popular lot with local businesses and residents of the tightly packed Fort neighborhood nearby. The lot with 99 spaces is where St. Peter's Fiesta is held in late June. It's one of the few places downtown along the waterfront where one can still park free with few restrictions. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon applauds the Department of Public Service for its hard work during last week's back-to-back storms.
A huge shout-out to the Department of Public Services. Our DPS team, Wayne Amaral and his staff, they have been doing a phenomenal job. I mean, sometimes when you get these back-to-back-to-back snow events, and luckily we haven't had like those massive ones like 10 years ago, but when there's snow accumulation and it happens, you know, it's tough to keep up, right? Even this past Sunday was the last storm that we got. We're still cleaning up, and here it is Wednesday. We're still cleaning up places in town. So I will say, one, I think they're doing a fabulous job, and I really have been driving around the city seeing all the great work that they're doing. But, you know, they're not perfect either, and I'm certainly not perfect. So if you see things that we're missing or things that we could help with, you need to reach out to my office, reach directly out to DPS. You know, when you're plowing all the time, too, there's going to be potholes out there. So we have the means to fix those, but sometimes we need some help knowing where they are, right? No one likes to fall into a pothole. So I say all this is just keep up being vigilant. For example, today I got a call about, and I knew this already because I was driving around, but, you know, the patch of sidewalk in front of Port Plaza on Low Street, right? Massive amount of sidewalk, which a lot of people use to access the shopping center, right? Hadn't been cleared yet. And we did a big push last week reminding people to clear their sidewalks. I made a call to Port Plaza today and said, hey, I don't know if this was a mistake or not, but you missed your sidewalk, and they felt terrible, and they were going to go right out and fix that. So things like that, you know, we just need to know. Someone else reached out to me today about the crossing in front of the firehouse going into Market Square. I mean, you can barely reach the button to press to get the red light to cross because it's a big mound of snow there. I told DPS to go down there and fix it. So DPS is willing and able to get out there and fix things that we see, but having that input in from the community and from residents is certainly helpful. So we can't be everywhere. We don't have eyes everywhere. But the ones that take the time to reach out, I want you to know I turn those around pretty quickly. And like I said, I think the DPS is doing a great job. And it looks like we have got some more little snow events coming up in the next couple of weeks. And so we're going to stay on those as well.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos reports that the newest recruit at the Peabody Police Department is an 8-year-old black Labrador named Max. Max serves as a comfort dog at Peabody Veterans Memorial High School, where his handler, Officer Andrew Long, is the school resource officer. Max's half-sister, Ella, is a comfort dog who has worked at Peabody Elementary Schools for the last 4 years. Like her, Max will provide emotional support for students, but will not receive any training for tracking, finding drugs, or other police work. And Jim Sullivan's reporting in the Newburyport Daily News. Bald Eagles are back, and Mass Audubon will be celebrating their return Saturday with its annual Merrimack River Eagle Festival at Joppa Flats. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Mass Audubon will have volunteer naturalist guides stationed at Cashman Park at the end of Sally Snyder Way, and behind the Merson Building at 374 Merrimack Street, considered by birders to be the best eagle viewings in Newburyport. Viewings will also be going on in Amesbury at P.L. Andrews Boat Shop on Point Shore at 489 Main Street, where guides will let people know all about the bald eagle as well as other raptors. Sports, the Marblehead boys basketball team qualified for the state tournament last night with a 53-46 win over Malden. Marblehead coach Mike Giardi noted after the game that Rylan Golden and Cam Quigley contributed some big defensive plays. Elsewhere, it was Salem 72, Weymouth 51, Swampscott Overland Classical 52-43, the Big Blue ended the Rams' 10-game winning streak. It was Georgetown 57, Ipswich 37, Rockport beat Hamilton Wenham 54-42, make that 54-52. Josiah Whitley had a game-high 22 points for the Vikings. In girls basketball, Swampscott 46, Revere 39. The Big Blues' Anna Canders led all scorers with 12 points. Newton North down Peabody 63-51. And Hamilton Wenham 52, Milton 37. The Generals were led by a 13 effort from Sasha McCaganoff. Salem State men's hockey team earned a 3-2 win over Framingham State. The Vikings are now 16-6 on the season. Celtics and Bruins both off yesterday as well as this weekend, and the Red Sox have agreed to a 3-year, $120 million contract with Alex Bregman. The former Houston third baseman will likely move to second base this season for the Red Sox. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.